it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio with another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral and Greenhouse. Right, Dwayne?
Yeah, floral, greenhouse, lawn care, landscaping, whatever you want to call it.
Now, you changed the name during to match the season or something, right? Isn't that what you told me once?
I kind of do. You know, in the wintertime, we don't do a lot of landscaping, so I'll call it Heather Floral. Then in the spring, we do a lot of greenhouse work, so I call it Heather Greenhouse. So right now, we probably should be calling it Heather Landscaping because we are really doing a lot of landscaping, and so are other people.
Good.
You know, we got a little rain, so people think they can go at it again.
Yeah, some places really got dumped on, didn't they?
Well, you know, around here you hear, you know, that couple weeks we got 2 or 8 inches of rain, which is great. Some people got 3. Some of my friends down in Iowa got 20.
Oh, wow.
That's way too much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And in Norway, they got the most they've ever had for 25 years, and all the railroad tracks are getting washed out.
Yeah, you then it happened after you left Norway, right?
I told you, Norway will never be the same.
Have you recovered from your trip?
Yep. But you know, I was in Madison last night to that block party, and that was absolutely awesome. That was a great idea, beautiful weather, and tons of people out on Main Street. That was fun.
Yeah, they estimated about 400 people on Main Street last night for the block party, and some really good food, too.
Good food, and who would ever think you'd be sitting out on Main Street of Madison listening to Hastad sing?
He did a great job, didn't he?
Did he? Matt Hastad was fantastic.
Yep, he was pretty excited to be here and play in his hometown, so.
Yeah, it was good.
Yep.
Well,
hey,
I
want to back up here. You mentioned your Norway trip. I visited with somebody. You briefly mentioned about how you named Heather Nursery, and it came from Norway or something. You want to tell that story again, Dwayne?
You know, I've learned a little bit more about that story since I had the privilege of going to the University of Oslo to school for a while. So when we were over there, in fact, I was there the year they did this, 1976. The people of Norway didn't actually like their national flower, so they voted, and they voted Heather as their national flower of Norway. That happened in 1976. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I liked the Heather plant, so Heather is what I named Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right. I did not know that. All the years I've known you, and we've done the garden show here, and you've done the garden show with Terry.
It's not my wife's name. It's not my girlfriend's name. So, national flower of Norway, and I'm pretty proud of that.
Talk about the heather floral, then, the flower. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, the actual heather plant in Norway, when I was in Norway, heather is kind of a ground cover, an evergreen ground cover that flowers kind of a violet purple. And it was really soft, and we'd actually take our sleeping bags and throw it over the heather plant and lay as our mattress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of connections with heather. You can buy heather plant. It's an evergreen. That means it doesn't lose its it's kind of a needly leaf type plant, and then it has really pretty violet colored flowers.
Okay.
So it's a neat plant.
All right.
Just like Heather Nursery.
Yeah. And here I thought you named it after an ex-girlfriend or something like that.
I went with a lot of different girls, but not Heather.
All right, good story there, Dwayne.
Hey, right. We got a plant of the week, which is really cool. It's called Holy Smokes Ornamental Onion, or Allium. And we have pictures out on Facebook there, Paul. And it's an onion plant. It has long, kind of fat leaves. Spiky type leaves, like onion, and then it flowers. It has a big allium ball on top, and it's violet purple too. And I took some pictures there because absolutely covered with butterflies.
Yeah.
It was just, I mean, hundreds of butterflies on there, and you were saying the plant out in front, the hydrangea out in front of your radio station there is covered with monarchs. Mm-hmm. The red admiral butterfly is the one that was in my picture, and they're all over right now. And
They're thick. I mean, it almost scared me when I walked by it the other day, and all these butterflies, like, I thought they were attacking me, but they weren't.
Well, you know what? There's a little story behind that, too, that it's supposed to be the soul of some romantic friend of yours.
What?
So, I don't know what this means if there's a lot of butterflies over there, Paul.
What?
Your old girlfriend's around.
Oh, is that it? Okay. So where all these butterflies come from all of a sudden?
Well, you know, it's kind of the season that they're migrating. You know, the monarchs are going to be migrating here pretty soon. They migrate all the way down into Mexico. So they swarm first. They gather, and then they will actually migrate all the way down to a certain spot in Mexico.
Okay.
Other butterflies do that too, and they have other locations. Also, with all the different types of bugs, the warmer the season, the faster their life cycle goes, so there gets to be more of them.
Oh.
Kind of the combination of the two.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I forgot to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or email your question over to KLQP FM@farmerstel.net. And that's our horticulture. Well, I wasn't really concerned about the butterflies, but it's kind of neat to watch them.
Oh, it's cool. There's a lot of them out there. Hey, before we get into our questions, just like to encourage people to support their local farmers market. There's a lot of great tomatoes out there right now. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to exhibit at the fair your flowers and your vegetables and everything else. So yep. It's always fun to watch or see people exhibit at the fair and see what's actually growing out there. And I think we've had a pretty good year of growing things, so bring it to the fair.
Yep, the Swift County Fair is happening right now in Appleton and Lock Barrel in a couple weeks. So.
Yep, and I met Paul up in Stevens County Fair up in Morris. That's a great fair, like you said, Paul.
Yep. Yeah, did you get through the horticultural buildings?
Yeah, we got through the horticulture buildings, saw some plants, but probably got, just like you, got to all the food stands.
Yeah, sidetracked by the food stands, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into some questions here, Duane. This is actually from last week. It was an email question, and this person wants to know, why aren't my tomatoes turning red and they're still green this week, they said.
That was last Thursday, right?
Yeah, but they just emailed again this morning and said, you know, my tomatoes are still green. What's going on?
Well, they're probably the hot weather, okay? A tomato doesn't produce the color in the plant, okay, the red and the orange. It produces that color between 70 and 75 degrees, okay? Well, we've had a lot warmer weather than that, so it hasn't produced that color, the coloration in the tomato, okay? That's when the minerals and the nutrition goes into the tomato. So been too hot, too sunny, can you believe that or not? But you know, when we've gotten some rains now and a little cooler weather, I think you'll get some more red tomatoes.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. Like, you know, our tomatoes turned red a while ago and this person's hasn't, so.
I'm sure it also with the variety of what tomatoes you got too. I mean, there's different lengths of, you know, maturity dates on tomatoes, so I'm sure she probably has a longer maturity tomato too. But the hot weather is the mainly, we get that question every year, and being hot, tomatoes, some of the tomatoes don't ripen as fast.
Right. My brother-in-law planted some tomatoes. I'm not sure what variety he planted, but he picked them, and they're just huge. The majority of his tomatoes this year are large.
If you got huge, huge ones, if you pick the variety Brandywine, it's not the best looking tomato. You're not probably going to win any awards as far as looks, but it's huge and it tastes great. So Brandywine's a good one to plant. My favorite is still the cherry tomato that's called Sun Sugar. It It's sweeter than candy.
Oh, just keep
unsugared tomatoes. You gotta have those.
The cherry tomatoes, you just pop them in your mouth, huh?
Yeah, it's a cherry one, but it's kind of, it's more orange color, not red, red.
Right. I've had BLTs a couple times last week, and that's one of my favorite meals.
2 days ago, I had a tomato sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I put a little mayonnaise on there and tomato. You can't hardly beat that.
All right. Another question we have here, this person, I am thinking of growing pollinator habitats in my yard instead of planting new grass seed this fall. I'm done fighting with my lawn. What do you, that's just more of a comment, but not really a question, but are you seeing some of that people are growing pollinator habitats in their yard?
You know what I say to that?
What?
Good luck.
Good luck doing it. Why is that?
Well, you know, if you think about prairie gardening, and I know prairie gardening and pollinator gardening are a little different, but the prairie took many, 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 many years to develop and to get to the grassland, flowers type situation, and a lot of people want to have instant results and try that overnight. So they spread out pollinator seeds, or then it's going to be more work than your lawn.
Hmm.
So if you're looking at getting out of work, it ain't happening.
Oh, really? Okay.
It takes, you got to keep the weeds out of there for one thing. Pollinator garden, you know, plant some of these holy smoke allium and hydrangea bush and you'll get a lot of pollinators around.
Okay. What did you plant in the park by the Grand Theater here in Madison?
You see that? Ain't that cool in there?
Yeah.
We planted all different kind of pollinator plants and we have them all named there, and we also, I put a book together so it shows the pictures and the names of them. Anywhere from these allium plants to iris to yarrow. I mean, there's about 50 different varieties of pollinators. And we planted all those from plants, and then you got to try to keep the weeds out of there. So we sprinkle in some preen, organic preen in there to help keep the weeds down.
Okay.
Looks gorgeous right now, and they started painting the mural on the Grand Theater wall.
Yes, they did.
That's pretty cool, that big hummingbird on there.
Yep. Big, big mural.
Yep, it's the whole side. So if you haven't seen it yet, they're just starting, and they were painting on it last night. And boy, the park was full of people last night.
That's right. What kind of pollinators did you plant in there again, Dwayne?
Pardon?
What kind of plants did you plant in there? A number of different ones?
Oh yeah, we usually planted about five of one variety, such as like these allium plants or yarrow plants or iris plants or, you know, wild grasses. You know, prairie grasses. I mean, things that pollinators, you know, that the butterflies like.
Yep.
And, you know, unfortunately, bees and other insects, and to help pollinate things. And that's working, too. There was pollinators in there last night. I mean, the actual insects were in there.
All right. Well, I got one more question here. Before we run out of time, this person wants to know, what's the best cabbage to plant next year for making sauerkraut? I love sauerkraut.
I like sauerkraut, too. Sauerkraut on brats is hard to beat. Stonehead cabbage is a good one. We planted that one for many, many years. Golden Acre is another good one. Flat Dutch is probably the three that we sell the most of at Heather Nursery and Floral.
Do you see it?
What?
Do you see a lot of people planting cabbage in their garden?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cabbage, almost. People who have gardens plant cabbage.
Okay.
Cabbage is good. Make sauerkraut, and if you have too much, give it to Paul and Dwayne.
There you go. All right, we're out of time here, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather, then? What do you got going on?
Well, we got a lot of, we're just getting a semi-load of new shrubs in, shrubs and trees, and we got some trees that we've ordered a couple years ago that we're just getting in again, so kind of excited about that. Red leaf birch, if you don't have one of those, that's a tree you should have in your yard. We're just getting those in. Working on setting up, not yet, but getting ready for the booth at the Lac Parle County Fair. So everybody come and visit us at the fair, and we're going to be in the booth with us this year. Is going to be Prairie Eco Links, and they're going to be signing up people to give, not actually signing up, but showing people the trees that they're going to be giving away on Arbor Day.
Oh, okay.
So check out the booth, Heather Nursery. It's always on the, the end of the horticulture building, the garden building there, and we'll have all our mums. So fall is for planting. That's what we're doing.
All right, got to run, Dwayne. Talk to you next week.
Hey, don't run too fast, Paul.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery in Floral, and that's another garden show.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley and Fargo Police Chief David Zablowski will release today the body cam footage from the July 14th shooting that led to two Fargo officers being injured and Officer Jake Wallin's death. The conference will be at 10 a.m. at Fargo City Hall. Governor Tim Walz says the state is starting to distribute 2.1 million one-time tax rebates to Minnesotans. They range from $260 to $1,300 for those under certain income limits. Walz was asked, will the checks have his picture or name on them?
No.